It's a global travel roadshow at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, brought to you by Audio Visual Systems. And next title, the man in front of us now is Brian Polian, the head football coach at the University of Nevada. First things first, congratulations to the Polian family and your father. We debated whether you would be have a chance to go to the NFL Hall of Fame induction, but apparently you've organized a chartered jet. Coach, how's this going to work?
Well, it's one of the perks of being the head coach is that you can set the schedule. So I actually debated it in February when it was announced. I kind of went back and forth in my own mind about it. And then I talked to some people who are peers and friends in the business, and I said, what do you think? And, like, Kevin Sumlin was a great example. Kevin Sumlin said, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, one day. Come on, dude.
This is – not only is this once in a lifetime, I mean, there's only 300 people in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and my dad's going to be one of them now, and to be able to celebrate that with him is going to be pretty special. I will miss a day and a half with our team, but it's early August. We'll survive. I'm never going to look back and say, boy, I wish I had been at that practice number two of training camp as opposed to, missing the Hall of Fame.
How did he influence you most?
He's influenced me in every phase of my life in terms of trying to be a good father, trying to be a good husband. He influenced me academically. I studied history because of his love of history, and it just kind of passed it down to me. The way that I approach the job as a coach is modeled after what I witnessed with him and probably my base philosophy in terms of how we build the thing is based off of him, and that is frankly that the players come first, the assistant coaches and the support staff come second, and I come third. And I did not know what the definition of servant leadership was when I was witnessing it through him, but now that I've learned what that is, and I reference back to how he's run his career. It's amazing, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have that experience and to have that a guy that a loving dad, but also an expert in the business that I can lean on.
Brian Polian's our guest, University of Nevada's head football coach. We saw the comments in these other press meetings that you didn't want to upset any Twitter followers from Boise, Idaho. Has they been active with you?
I will give the Boise fans this. They are active trolls on Twitter now. They like to mess with you. And I tell you what, the vast majority of it is very funny. I will see it. I will show it to my wife, and we'll both giggle together. You guys know how it is in that social media world. There'll
right.
be some mean, dumb things said, and there's never anybody's name next to it. And every once in a while, you got to remind yourself that this is a probably a miserable individual who's got, you know, a lot of time on their hands. So, but I will give the Boise fans mad points for creativity. Now they have some fun with it.
Now, a little disappointed now, Coach. Was Lenny? Was it Lenny or is it Don, who was very upset that Boise State wasn't on the schedule?
It was Don. Don was very excited.
You tell me, when he recruited you, he didn't tell you these things rotate, you know? They weren't going to always be on the schedule. They were legitimately like, what the hell happened here?
it's really unfortunate, and I've been asked this question a lot today. And people are saying, you know, how do you feel about it? Well, I really don't feel any way about it because I have absolutely no control over it. It's a 14, 15-year rival. I openly admit Boise's had the better of it by far, but the vast majority of the games are very entertaining, highly competitive, and this year's, you know, this past year's no different. We turn it over four times, and yet with a minute to go, we have a chance to go win the game. We just couldn't get it done. But for a school like ours, and I would imagine for a school like Boise, say, 15 years ago, Boise has kind of entered their own strata right now, and that's great. But we need to be in a conference, and we need to be in a 12-team conference, and we need to share revenue, and we need to have access to the TV contracts and all those things. Those things are a must for us. We're not a national brand that can stand on our own. And because of that, we have to take the good with the bad. And the bad of being in the Mountain West and the way the scheduling is set up is that we're not going to see Boise every year.
Boise State and Nevada, it seems like when you look at the games, there may be more points scored in the football matchup than the basketball matchup over
possible.
The years. And I think that's part of it over the time that the games have been memorable.
Yeah, I mean, as disappointing as the loss was for us last year in Reno, that atmosphere, mm-hmm. The quality of the play, the excitement of the game, the ebbs and flows of it, that'll be a game that I'll remember for a long, long time. I will say this, too. I was the first time I coached up at Albertson Stadium and got exposed to that atmosphere. Though the Boise fans that you meet in person, not necessarily the ones you deal with on Twitter, but the ones you meet in person, it felt like Nebraska. It felt like Notre Dame, some of the classiest fans that we had ever encountered. And it's fun to go on the road and play in those types of atmospheres where you don't have to worry about, is something going to get thrown out of the stands and hit me? I mean, they support the team, but they're classy, and they understand what's great about college football. And so, you know, my experience, I'd like to be 2-0. We're 0-2 in my time, but, you know, it's been a positive experience. I respect Coach Harsin a great deal. Got to know him a little bit now that we've both been in the league together.
Recruiting against each other?
Well,
not to bring that up, Coach.
Everybody wants me to backpedal from that, and I'm not going to.
We're looking for anything, Coach. You know that.
It's a long time ago. It's fine. No, it's been good.
Yep. What's different this year? So many teams are in this boat. Good starting quarterback, gone. And I know you've only been there a couple years, but you had a junior and a senior in Fajardo.
Yeah.
And then if you go back, last 8 years, I think Nevada's had two quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, it's and you're right about the whole league as a whole. I remember my first year here at Media Days, we brought Cody with us. David Fales was here. David Carr was here. Grant was here. I believe Smith was still at Wyoming. I mean, there you looked in the league and you were like, there are seven or eight dudes. And there probably are seven or eight dudes right now, but we just don't know who they are.
Right.
You know, we're in a little bit different situation in the sense that by the design of our offense, a lot of it's going to flow through the quarterback. So we'll go through transition. You know, you guys, Boise, 17 returning starters, you know, I'm not sure that the quarterback in Boise is going to have to be a difference maker in the early on as much as he's going to just don't make mistakes. And
right.
We're going to surround you with great players, play good defense, and win that way.
You don't even have that many seniors.
No, we are. One of the things that people don't recognize about us, we were very close to getting the rematch up in Boise last year. We didn't get it done. We made significant strides with the ninth youngest team in all of America out of 130. We're still playing a lot of freshmen, redshirt freshmen, sophomores. I truly believe our best days are still in front of us.
All right, I got to ask you a dark question. I can't imagine how disappointed you guys were when you lost to Fresno.
Yeah.
You had a chance to come back and play Boise for the championship, get revenge and all that. But, you know, it may have cost you a title shot, but now you get to go to them. So when you look at when I asked these two kids, they lit up, and I can tell they're already sort of scheming and so forth. What's the chemistry of this team? What's the leadership like amongst themselves?
Well, going back to the Fresno game, I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody plays great all the time. But we competed in every game that we played last year. We lost at Arizona by 7 and dropped the ball on 4th-and-12 going in to try and tie it. I'm in the only game last year that still I'm sick to my stomach about that we didn't compete, that we got embarrassed, was Fresno. And all credit to them. They made the plays, but we had lost a heartbreaking overtime game at Air Force, which you guys know.
Right.
That's a hard place. It's a tough style to play against. And we let them beat us twice because we were not ready to play against Fresno, and that's my fault. And that's not going to happen again. Now, I know our guys have some games circled on the calendar. It's my job to keep them a little bit more focused on simply the next challenge ahead. But if you're on our side of the conference and you want a chance to play for the whole thing, you've got to go through Fresno. You just have to. And for that matter, you got to go through San Diego State.
Brian Polian's our guest, the head coach of the University of Nevada. It's Cajun Perilous, Bob Beeler, and I here at the Mountain West Football Media Days, thanks to Next Title and, of course, audio-video systems. Coach, this is a strange question, but is this the kind of team this year at Nevada that you could either have 9 wins or 5 wins?
I said the very same thing to my wife last night. She said, because we're back at work now and those juices are starting to flow and you've shifted your mind from the summertime to the season. And she said, what do you think? And I said, I could see us 9-3 and I could see us 7-5. You know, time will tell. But I will say this. I like our group. I do. I like our mental space right now. I like the gains that we've made in strength and conditioning. This is something that the fans don't pay much attention to, but we just produced a 3.0 team GPA in the spring, which the only place in 19 years of coaching I've ever done that was Stanford. And I think that stuff does matter. It does matter. I mean, when you tell guys they got to go to class and do their work and they do it and succeed, that makes you feel a little bit better about playing man free on 3rd and 7.
What's the situation with Kafensis, the Wisconsin transfer? Is he going to be subject to transfer rules or not? Will he be able to play or not?
We are in the process of filing an appeal on his behalf. It is my belief that his situation is very unique. He had been recruited by Gary Anderson to Wisconsin, was committed there for a long time.
A quarterback.
Gary had asked him to graduate from high school early. He was on that plan. He graduates from high school, and then Gary leaves to go to Oregon State, and he's faced with a choice. Do I report to Wisconsin in January, or do I go back to high school with no work to do? I'm a graduate. He went to Wisconsin. There was a change in philosophy. Austin is not a 6'4", 240-pound pocket quarterback. He's a mobile guy. And, it was made clear to him at the end of the spring that if you want to play quarterback, this may not be the spot. So I think it's a pretty compelling case, but I don't make these decisions, and we're still in the process. And if he were to get the waiver, I would expect to put him into the quarterback competition.
Have we seen the end or the evolution of the pistol?
I think, like everything else, it kind of goes in cycles. I believe in running the football, and I believe for us, we don't want to be in track meets with people in our league. And I think, frankly, so many people throw it around. And I think that was one of the things that people did not give Boise enough credit for last year, was it was not trick 'em. It was not throw it 70 times a game. Jay Ajayi, Mike Sanford putting multiple tight ends out there and making you defend multiple gaps, running power as well as the zone stuff. That's kind of what I want to be. But I think at our place, the quarterback as an option runner is an important equalizer for us. So we always add wrinkles. You know, we put power in when we got there. We put counter in because I do believe in the value of a gap scheme, just letting guys roll off the ball. But I do believe that we're still trying to, put our own stamp on it.
Excellent. Coach, thank you so much for the time. It's good seeing you.
Great to see you guys.